This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You're back with Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. 23andMe, the genetic ancestry testing company, has now filed for bankruptcy. What's that mean for the personal data of anyone who used that service? Joining me now, Ian Schur, CBS News tech contributor. Thanks for your time this morning, Ian.
Absolutely.
If you had used this service, what questions would you be asking about this company right now?
The first question I would have is, what is going on with my data, right? 23andMe has some of the most intimate information about customers that exists, right? It has information about their ancestry, about their health, about all sorts of other stuff, because it was a saliva-based test kit that was supposed to give people a glimpse into their genetics, including ancestry and their medical information. And so now the fact that it could be carved up and sold off, the first question I would have is, what happens to my data that I thought I could trust with them?
What are the rules as far as if a company comes in and takes this over? What privacy laws exist for customer data?
That's part of the interesting thing. In some ways, 23andMe is bound by its own rules, right? There really isn't much outside of HIPAA, right? The Health Insurance Portability Accountability Act, which has standards for protecting sensitive health information, but the company isn't really covered under HIPAA because it's doing genetic testing and it's mostly one would argue, entertainment purposes. And so on some level, it's really hard to tell where this is going to go. And the federal and state regulations on this are, frankly, a cluttered mess. And so it makes it even harder to understand what's going to happen.
Is this a case where if I had used their service, could I contact them and say, would you delete my information? Is that something that a consumer can ask for?
You can ask them, but here's the other problem is that they've laid off a ton of staff. The CEO just resigned. And, you know, the company's privacy policy that, you know, whoever used it has agreed to, it says that their information may be accessed, sold, or transferred as part of a bankruptcy, merger, acquisition, or sale. So on some level, you already kind of agreed to this. And I don't know whether or not the company is really going to respect if you ask to be removed.
And I guess another red flag in this, Ian, is the fact that there was a data breach just a couple of years ago with this company, correct?
Yes, there was. And a lot of information was stolen there. In particular, a number of people with Jewish ancestry, which, of course, considering world history, is a little concerning. And so it leaves that question generally, which is, you know, can we trust a private enterprise that's profit driven with such sensitive data as this? But also whether or not we really want to be sharing that information with anybody. And I think a lot of people got into genetic testing thinking, oh, this is cute. It was $99, good gag gift for Christmas or a stocking stuffer. But it's become much more than that. And a great example, actually, is you may remember that some cold case files from the police have been solved by sifting through this genetic data and actually finding relatives of suspects and being able to track them down. And that's great for the cold cases, but it raises a lot of questions about what could be done if this was misused and mishandled.
When it comes to these types of companies, are there other companies doing this besides 23andMe?
Yes, there are. And probably the other biggest one out there is Ancestry.com. And it's very similar, right? The difference, of course, being that Ancestry.com also is very geared toward that family history and has a lot of stuff like birth and marriage and death records. So it might give a different picture, whereas 23andMe on some level was meant to be a health company, right? It was meant to give you insight into, for example, if you were worried you might have the BRCA gene that makes you susceptible to breast cancer. And so I'm really curious to see, you know, it's likely the people who have 23andMe data might be out of luck and their data may forever be a question mark, which that is really weird. But it may also force a lot of state governments and possibly the federal government to actually get its act together and say, okay, this is how we want to look at private person data like this.
CBS News tech contributor Ian Scherer, thank you so much for your time this morning, Ian.
Absolutely.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.